Twitter active user count on the decline. By Lucas Nolan on October 25, 2018. Twitter's revenue for the third quarter was higher than expected, but the number of monthly active users on the platform, a key social media metric, has declined. CNBC reports that Twitter shares are on the rise following the release of the company's third quarter earnings and revenue report. The company's revenue has increased, but the number of monthly active users on the platform has fallen by approximately 1% year-on-year. Monthly active users measures the number of people who use the platform at least once in a given month. It is considered a key metric to track the health of social media companies and other app-based services. In the case of Twitter, less than half of the site's monthly active users actually use the site on a daily basis. Twitter published a number of figures from the report. Below are the company's official figures relating to revenue and earnings. Q3 revenue totaled $758 million, an increase of 29% year-over-year, or an increase of 30% year-over-year when excluding the approximately $7 million of revenue in Q3-17, its final quarter with reported revenue, from our fully deprecated Talapart product. Advertising revenue totaled $650 million, an increase of 29% year-over-year. Total ad engagements increased 50% year-over-year. Cost per engagement, CPE, decreased 14% year-over-year. Data licensing and other revenue totaled $108 million, an increase of 25% year-over-year. U.S. revenue totaled $423 million, an increase of 28% year-over-year. International revenue totaled $335 million, an increase of 30% year-over-year. CEO Jack Dorsey commented on the earnings release stating, "We're achieving meaningful progress in our efforts to make Twitter a healthier and valuable everyday service. We're doing a better job detecting and removing spammy and suspicious accounts at sign-up. We're also continuing to introduce improvements that make it easier for people to follow events, topics and interests on Twitter, like adding support for US TV shows in our new event infrastructure. This quarter's strong results prove we can prioritize the long-term health of Twitter while growing the number of people who participate in public conversation." Twitter shares have surged up to 17% today following the earnings report. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at LucasNolan_ or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.